Hey everybody, this is Walt Swaim and you're watching Truth Unbound. This is what I call a short cast. It's going to be brief and it's not going to be as polished, I guess, as we try to do usually at Truth Unbound. The reason why is because I am here in Honduras. I'm in the city of Danlí. Why I'm here is because I was invited actually last year to come and to speak to seminary students, to teach seminary students down here, and in the area of apologetics, which is my passion, which is why Truth Unbound was born. And I'm bilingual. My family and I, we were missionaries for many years in Argentina and South America, and then home missionaries planting a bilingual church in the Fort Lauderdale or Pembroke Pines area of Southeast Florida. And so anyway, all these years, we continue to use those gifts and those talents and experience God's given us also in Spanish ministry. And so we love the Hispanic people. That's why I'm here. We come down here from time to time as well. Already we've been down here in Honduras two or three times on water well missions trips. And so I'm kind of doing this recording old-fashioned selfie style. And I hope you just bear with me on this, but I wanted to do an update if I could. First of all, what's been going on here, as I already told you, has been doing the disciple making in the seminary. In some interesting observations that I found, and I want to express those with you here, especially in line with the mission and the values of Truth Unbound. So first of all, you might be asking, hey Walt, what is going on in Honduras as far as especially with the COVID restrictions and things like that? Well, here in Honduras, they're still wearing masks heavily. Not everybody is, but they're pretty much required to, even on the outside of their buildings. But anyway, they're wearing them. But everybody here in Honduras, the people are strong, they're vibrant, they're adapting, and they keep pushing forward with life. They're busy, they're active, they're working, it's a beautiful, loving, wonderful people here in Honduras, and love them greatly, and I love being here with them. Their just arms are open, and food's amazing, and so we just are enjoying the fellowship, especially with the believers here. But yeah, as far as COVID's going, they're still doing that. But here's an interesting observation. I am vaccinated, and please no comments on that. That's not what this is about. I am vaccinated, and it was required to be able to get into Honduras, but they respected the vaccine card and the vaccination that I had in the States. But unfortunately, my own country, who even invented the dumb thing, does not. In other words, you're vaccinated, doesn't matter. You still have to get a COVID test to come back into your own country. And so that's what I'm having to do tomorrow. It's sad, it's shameful, it's embarrassing actually, but nevertheless, that's what I'm having to do to get back home this weekend. And so I hope you help me and pray for me as I go through that process here tomorrow to get that done well ahead of time. But nevertheless, this country, like most in the world, takes our vaccine and accepts that to be able to get into the country without quarantining or anything else. But yet our own country makes you get the COVID test regardless of whether you're vaccinated or not. In other words, they trust our vaccine, but we won't trust our own. Anyway, I digress. So that's a little bit of a report there. But nevertheless, like I said, the people are adapting and working and moving ahead. I tell you what though, the church here in Honduras, the evangelical believers are on fire for the Lord, from what I'm seeing. I mean, they are pressing ahead, they're adapting, and they are moving forward in preaching the gospel, planting churches, making disciples who will make disciples of Jesus, and they're not being held back. We could really learn a lot from them. In the U.S. While in the U.S. so many churches have been involved and continue to be in trying to please the government. Now we need to be good citizens and we need to be obedient to the government where it is absolutely, of course, necessary and proper to do so. We're supposed to do that. But nevertheless, so many churches now, especially this COVID thing, has really shown this up in that they're so wanting to please the government and to please other people instead of operating under the authority of the Lord and pushing ahead with the gospel and letting God do what he does. You know, while we're doing that in the States with so many churches, so many believers doing that, so worried about all that, in here, like in many parts of the rest of the world, they're moving ahead. They are continuing to preach and teach the gospel and to make disciples and to keep things in the kingdom going. And so I think we could really, really learn a lot from our Honduran and other world believers as well. Excuse me as I move around too. I'm outside and there's different distractions and noises. But anyway, it reminds me also of what also as well of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I'm looking here at verse 1. He said, "But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need to, that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Let us watch and be sober, for those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify or build up one another, just as you also are doing." And so what this passage in Scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 reminds us of is that we're not to blend in with the darkness. We are to put on the armor of God, and we are to be the light. We're not supposed to be asleep in the darkness. We're supposed to be awake. We're not supposed to be drunk. We're supposed to be sober. So we're not supposed to be like the world. We're supposed to be more like Jesus. We're supposed to be the church. And so as we see the days approaching, especially in these last days, and there are more. We were just having this discussion this week about this, even down here in Honduras, and that is that we are seeing more of the signs that we have never seen before that indicate the second coming of Christ. And if it's indicating the second coming of Christ, the rapture of the Lord, which will come before that, will happen much sooner. And so when you see things such as the government wanting to get in deeper into the most lowest amount bank accounts of individual citizens, when you see jobs and services and other things being denied an individual because of a personal health choice that they've made, when you see the government authoritarianism reaching, not just in the U.S. and increasing there, but across the world. When you see the manipulation of businesses, and businesses therefore manipulating their own workers and their people and the populace, when you see all these things coming together like never before that are described as signs of the times to come and of the second coming of Christ, then we know that that time is near. And therefore, Paul said, knowing that time is near, we need to be more on top of this than ever before. And so we need to be awake. We need to put on the armor of God. We need to be busy about the gospel. We need to be busier than ever before, working harder than ever before, loving more than ever before, being compassionate more than ever before, meeting the needs of people the best we can as ever before, and shining forth the gospel message and making disciples who will make disciples of Jesus like never, ever before. And so let's wake up. Let's wake up, church. And let us make sure that we are putting on that armor and that we are being the light and that we are being awake to what's going on around us, to stand for God's righteousness, to preach the gospel, to make disciples, to be the church, to love, and to take the love of Jesus where he wants it to be and where it to go. Let's learn diligently from our brothers and sisters in Christ, such as here in Honduras and across this world. And let's learn from them and be supportive of them as well. And let's just pray that God will work through us as never before if we are obedient to him, abiding in him and doing what he wants us to do. Well, thank you so much again. I hope that you'll like this video, that you will subscribe to this channel, follow, make comments, and share this with everyone you can. I am so grateful that you follow us here at Truth Unbounded, that you're a part of it. We are part of the conversation at the table. And you get up from that table, push away from that table, and then get to work for Jesus. And remember, if you follow Jesus, you'll always follow the truth. We'll see you next time. Thanks again.